and then a great punt under duress. There was a guy there trying to make a block, and he kicks it away from the return man, gets that forward bounce, great topspin, and kicks it all the way inside the 20, and that's where Lakers will have to start their drive from their own 17-yard line.
Lakers started their first drive at the 17-yard line. Now they are at the 18-yard line to start this one. Double wing offense, Wisner is under center. Fullback in the backfield, man in motion now to the near sideline. That's number 11, Taylor Cady. And it's a swing out to the left, and it's into the hands of Jake Kretschmer. The speedster's out across the 30, still on his feet, and dives across the 35. Finally brought down to the 37-yard line by number 52, Logan Rocha. The linebacker chases him down, and we have a flag flying at the end of that run from Jake Kretschmer. If it stands, it'll be a nice run, which started at the 18 all the way out to the 37-yard line, a 19-yard run before the penalty.
You can tell Reese was in a zone defense, Clark, because when they put that receiver in motion, nobody went out to cover him. So when the play was snapped and it was a pitch out to the left, that receiver that had come in motion now was able to seal off the end and was able to get around the corner. But a bad penalty here. It appears to be
holding
on Lakers. Yeah, exactly. Holding at where the player got tackled, where Kretschmer got tackled. So that goes to tell you it was very late, which means it was probably not necessary in this case. And that's going to negate a big gain, but they still may have enough for a first down.
It was a 19-yard run, and a 10-yard penalty from the end of the run puts them back at the 27-yard line, and the chains are still getting situated here, and they may want to measure this one. Not quite sure yet. They're actually going to say he's shy by about a half a yard, but now Congress is getting back in session. May even pass a bill at some point. So a 0-0 tie. 7 minutes on the dot left in the first quarter. Lakers back on offense for the second time tonight. Their first drive resulted in 34 yards and six plays, but resulted in a punt. They're going to say first down, repeat the down, so it's first and two for the Lakers at their own 27-yard line. Wisner working off the left hash, right to left across your radio. Man in motion, that is Preston Warren. And Warren's going to get the handoff, and he dives out to the 30-yard line, and we have a handkerchief party. This one's going to be against Reese is the initial call. It'll be a 3-yard gain for Preston Warren before the penalty is ensued. And it's going to be a face mask against Reese, and it appears to just be a 5-yard penalty. So they walk off in from the 30 out to the 35-yard line. He had the first down as it was by about a yard. Tack on another five, and their Lakers' new set of downs at their own 35-yard line.
Yeah, it appears both the both officials seen it, Clark, so they obviously were on the same page. Must have been pretty obvious. Nonetheless, it is a first down for Lakers at their own 35-yard line.
Splitting the hash marks, 6:35 left in the first quarter. 0-0 Lakers on offense for the second time tonight. And we have a wide out to the right. That's number 85, Mason Pasek. Overloading the left side, and it's going to be Wisner for the keeper around the left end. He's out to the 35, breaks free his first tackle, and plows over a Reese defender at the 44-yard line. And that was number 44, Tyler Turbush, forcing Wisner out, and he got the raw end of that one. It's a 9-yard gain for the quarterback, second down and one to go from the 44.
Yeah, they tried to throw off Reese by sending one of their big guys out to the far side of the field, and then the whole play runs away from him to the left side. And Brennan Wisner with a tough run, speedy kid with the football, but when my quarterback's taking that play, the last thing I want him to do is try to run over a defender for at one extra yard, take it out of bounds, take your 8-yard gain, but again, showing that he is healthy and in full strength this year and ready to run over people if necessary.
It's a handoff right up the gut to Jake Kretschmer, and he forces that pile forward as the front line of the green and white pushing, making way, and he's all the way out to the 49-yard line. A 5-yard gain for Jake Kretschmer, brought down by Luke DeRussell out of the secondary. First and 10 from midfield at the 49-yard line.
A couple big guys up front for Lakers, 64, Mitch Redman. A couple guys leading the way. That was an old rugby-style play. Let's give it to Kretschmer, and he just gets behind his offensive linemen as they just go forward, and they're able to plow their way ahead for enough yards to get a fresh set of downs for their offense.
First and 10, double wing offense for Lakers. Right to left across your radio, 0-0, 6 minutes left in the first quarter. It's a counter, and this one's off to number 11, Taylor Cady. He has the first down. He's inside the 35 and forced out of bounds right at the 30-yard line by Adam Fisher. And it's another big gain for the Lakers. This time it's a 20-yard run. And by Taylor Cady, Lakers marching down the field.
And a great little play there. It's a little slow developing, but their offensive line stood their ground. And this double wing backer on the left side takes the handoff to the right and then instantly hands it off to the double wing backer on the right. And he counters the other way. A little bit of misdirection there. And there is no one there. And if it wasn't for Adam Fisher making that tackle, Lakers would have scored first.
And in motion, that is Preston Warren to the far sideline. Here's the pitch out to Kretschmer. And Reese is going to be there, and they're sniffing this one out. And he's going to be caught in the backfield for about a yard loss, as they say, forward progress, stopped at the 31-yard line of Reese territory. So Kretschmer stopped in the backfield by Tyler Turbush, who seems to be everywhere on that field. Second down in 11. The first time Lakers have been stopped for negative yardage.
And credit goes to Kyle Stockmeyer, guys. He gets the... jumps out there and cuts off Jacob Kretschmer, who obviously the speedster wants to get to the outside. He cuts him off, forces him back into the teeth of that Rocket defense, where there were four or five other Reese Rocket defenders in the area to make that tackle for a loss of a yard on the play. Let's see how Lakers responds on second down.
And it's a pitch to number 26, Corey Minetti. First time he touches the ball, he's across the 30 and all the way down to the 26-yard line before Anthony Wark on the defensive line is able to bring him down after a 3-yard gain. Third down and 7 as they are on the edge of the Reese red zone. Third down 7 with 4:50 left in the first quarter. No score yet in Lakers.
And a nice run there by Lakers to get most of that yardage back, bringing up a third down and somewhat manageable. This is definitely 4-down territory. So if it was a big series, I would see Brendan Wisner throwing the football. But in this case, knowing that they have 2 downs to get the first down, don't be surprised if they continue to feed the rock, maybe even Jay Kretschmer here.
And Wisner rolling to his left, looking downfield to pass. Nothing there. He goes to his right, and he's in trouble. Has to let this one fly. And it was nearly caught by number 26, Corey Minetti, but this one fell through his hands. And Lakers is faced with another fourth down as Reese letting Lakers move down the field. But when it comes down to it, they're not letting Lakers convert on third down.
I said I'm surprised that they didn't draw up a run play there, knowing that it's 4-down territory. Now it's 4th and 7. Pass is almost the only option you have, and now Reese knows that. But it looks like they're going to keep Wisner on the field. I know he does the punting duties, but there's no reason this deep into Reese territory they don't think about going for it. But again, Bo Schember for the Reese Rockets led the pressure there and forced Brendan Wisner to throw that pass under duress.
And he is stuffed at the 25-yard line, only a gain of 2 when they needed 7. Kyle Stockmeyer of the linebacking corps was there to stuff him down in a turnover of downs for Lakers, and Reese back on the field with no damage done.
That wouldn't have been such a bad play on third down, in my opinion. It would have been 4th down and short, but Tyler Turbush also in that area for Reese. They do a great job of getting to the football in a group, multiple guys finding the football, making the tackle, no missed tackles, and the defense stands up again and forces a turnover of downs. This time now, Reese will take over the football at their own 25-yard line.
3:52 left in the first quarter at their own 25-yard line, left or right across your radio are the Reese Rockets. Fisher pitches out to number 24, Luke DeRussell, coming around the right end at the near sideline, and 3 green jerseys force him out of bounds. Inside, right about the 24-yard line, leading the way was Brendan Wisner out of the secondary. They're going to say actually a yard loss on that when all said and done. Second down, 11 to go from the Reese 24-yard line. 0-0 tie from Lakers.
Yeah, when you're going to pitch it to the outside against a fairly quick defense, you're going to have to get to that sideline quickly. Luke DeRussell, the running back, doesn't quite get there fast enough. And Brendan Wisner, your deep safety, sniff that play out. Keep in mind, he's the quarterback. He reads plays as good as anybody and gets to that sideline quickly and bumps him out of bounds. And yet another play by the Rockets offense for a loss of a yard.
Fisher staying in the pocket, looking to pass, and here comes the green, and he is sacked at the 20-yard line. A 4-yard loss as Blake Smithers is there to snuff him out for a sack, first time of the night here for Lakers defense, and now it's a 3rd and 15 at the 20-yard line. Reese on their way potentially to 2 straight 3-and-outs.
Normally our local area teams do not defend the pass well because they don't see it very often. Lakers clearly knew that that was coming. There were four receiver options on that play and a green jersey draped over every one of those four receiving options. Adam Fisher looked at player number one, his check down.